Good afternoon, mate.
Thank you very much for coming on board. We're going to be talking all things TEP with you. So I guess the first thing, I love this. You sent me through this during the week, the $169 smart connected photo frame. The only downside with that is you don't want to be sending the wrong photos.
Yeah, I think you need to be very careful here. You're about to hopefully deliver to someone you love, maybe your mum, your grandparents, whoever it might be, someone you don't see a lot. You take them one of these photo frames, you set it up on their Wi-Fi connection. Now, aged care homes, like most people at home, have some form of internet, so that's all it needs. But from that point on, from your smartphone, you can send them any photo you take or have on your phone. And the great thing is it can be you, it can be your siblings, multiple people can have access. So, you know, my mum lives a long way away. She doesn't see the grandkids that much. I could just take a photo this morning. One of the kids is looking cute. Get them to give a thumbs up or a smile. You can even send little videos. And it appears on her photo frame at her house without her doing anything. And it's $169. I find it just to be the simplest, coolest, greatest little thing you could think about for someone in your family who maybe you don't get to see that much, as we're all a bit distracted and separated from each other at the moment.
Well, you're exactly right, of course, you being in New South Wales. What is it, week eight now, week nine?
I believe it's eight or nine, but you know, who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? But you're
all
exactly...
I know is we're Australian champions at this.
we're very true. But you're exactly right there. You can have it sitting there, and, you know, if someone's... I just find that amazing, the technology that has come from this, because, you know, it used to be, you know, have to print out the photo at Kmart or Target or whatever, and then all of a sudden you've got to send it in the post. Now it's just simply bang, gone, Wi-Fi. It's amazing.
And that's the great thing about it. I mean, we had digital photo frames, you know, 10 years ago. You'd take it out of your digital camera, you'd put it in there. But we kind of skipped this simple feature by going to social media. But not everyone wants to be on social media. Not everyone wants to have to look at social media just to see photos of their grandkids. So this solves that problem.
Indeed. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joining us this afternoon, as he does each and every Wednesday afternoon. It's great to have him as part of the Homestretch family. Now, obviously, we didn't talk last week, but there is something that you wanted to talk about, subscription fatigue. That means my credit card gets a workout, yeah?
That's right. Last week I was ruining the announcement of Paramount Plus, a brand new streaming service. So you've got Netflix, Stan, Disney, Amazon, KO, Paramount Plus. There's just so many of them. In fact, there's about 20 or 30 different streaming services you can have. It wasn't a day or two later that Optus announced this great idea called SubHub. And basically, if you're an Optus customer, you can sign up to SubHub and you can move all of your subscriptions into SubHub. And I think what happens is Optus takes over the billing and you just pay your normal Optus bill. And that includes your Netflix or whatever it might be. And they give you a discount if you've got multiple services. But most importantly, if you don't need Netflix this month, tick a box, turn it off. Okay. If you don't want Amazon, tick a box, turn it off. If you do want it, you tick a box, turn it on. And so it means you can manage and control those services in a much simpler way, a central database, central dashboard. And the amazing thing for me was Optus down the track, they'll be able to monitor your internet usage and say to you, you know what, you haven't actually watched Netflix for 2 months. Do you want to stop paying for it? I mean, what a great way to be proactive about your subscriptions.
Can they do that with gym memberships as well? Turn that off?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to come on board, but maybe just get down and lift some weights, mate.
That might be a good idea, Speaking of lifting weights, Samsung Galaxy Watch can read your blood pressure. I think mine would explode half the time.
It's probably not a good thing for some people to think about having a blood pressure alert on your wrist, but think about a smartwatch, right? We've got this little thing on our wrist, and they can now do how many steps? They can tell you your heart rate. They can do an ECG, a medically certified ECG, plus this new Samsung watch can do your blood pressure. So it does require calibration. So you go to the doctor, they do a blood pressure check, you type that into your phone, and that's calibrated. And then for the next 28 days, it will monitor your blood pressure and give you a report. So you can provide your doctor with information about your blood pressure in between visits. A brilliant thing for people that have heart concerns or blood pressure concerns. And you know, the fact that it's on your wrist just blows my mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember the days where we actually just had a watch that told the time?
Yeah, that's so old school. But I've still got a couple of those. I don't mind them. Now and then you just need a break from all this connectivity and you just want to glance at the watch and understand how late you might be.
Yeah, Trevor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll catch up each and every Wednesday around this time, and let's do it all again next week.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Trevor Long there, the editor for EFTM.com. It is Gold, Central Victoria.